You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
Hello, welcome to episode 2 of episode 131. hold on.
131.2?
131.2. Welcome. Yeah. You have come and listened to our extra content, meaning one of two things. Either you are very interested in our topic, or two, you've already finished all of Homestar Runner and decided to come back to us now. Welcome. Monkey Island. I don't know why it didn't make episode one. I guess it was our sale to bring people into episode two, but that was a big win for Telltale, because that's one of the games that everyone had been asking for.
Right.
And it works kind of as an episodic game, I think. But maybe it's just because by the time it came out, I was so accustomed to classic adventure game series that I loved being broken into episodic games that I was willing to give it a, hey, did the Space Quest spiritual successor ever come out?
Oh, Space Venture?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Let me look while you keep saying some words.
Okay, but I really enjoyed, that's another one that I realized that I have a disc for now, but that's another one I downloaded on the Wii. I remember I had to delete the episodes of Homestar Runner I had on there to make room for it, but that was one that that I think played out really well. I've been a fan of Monkey Island other than the fourth one, which I never played to any degree of completion, but just a wonderful series of games. Did you play any of the Monkey Island, Sean?
No, and can I get that on Steam and never play it?
Yes, you can get. You might already own it. of course, I played through the original on my old, like, I don't know, 386 or something, way back in the day, and then I played through them again, the remastered versions, on my iPad. And the remastered version was really cool because you could, like, have it change between retro-style graphics, like the original graphics, and then these, like, remade, really nice-looking graphics. And you could just, switch between them on the fly.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. Definitely worth picking. They remastered the first and second games. And the third one is probably the trickiest to play now on a modern system. I'm not sure how you'd... In fact, I don't know if I could replay it right now. I played it on my Mac that was using like OS 9, so I think. Or did I play it through? Good Lord, how did I... that's the one I haven't played in the longest time, just because it was, it hasn't been remade.
Okay.
And then the fourth one used a system that was very similar. It used the same engine as Grim Fandango, and I didn't have a computer that could run it at the time, and now apparently it's just very archaic and hard to play on a modern system. So haven't played it.
Okay.
But no, play those, especially the first two. And then Tales of Monkey Island, the episodic one, was really fun. It was really fun, but it doesn't really live up to the first three games in my opinion, but like that was a high bar to jump to.
Fair enough. I mean, I've never enjoyed an Indiana Jones game after the Last Crusade one that LucasArts made. So
what about Fate of Atlantis?
It was all right. I liked it. There was voice work.
That's the one most people liked, though.
That's the one that got added. That was like a packing with like video cards and stuff.
Yeah.
Or like sound cards, maybe? I don't remember exactly.
I think sound cards.
Like when I played, can't even remember like the actual name of the freaking game, because like the name of the executable file was Indy 256, because that's how many colors it had.
yeah, because you could play it as Indy 16 and it would do EGA mode.
Oh geez, right? And you know, there was this whole convoluted setup utility for sound cards if you had one, because it could play with the PC speaker, but like the big deal was having the sound card and it the MIDI
probably
audio.
Probably Adlib at that time if it was a LucasArts game.
Yes, it was
the
Adlib.
First Monkey Island only supported like the Adlib sound card, which didn't do voices very well, but was pretty good for music.
Right? Oh man, it's taking me back. Oh, so good. All right. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
To answer the earlier question, Space Venture is not out. There is an update on their Kickstarter from November 20th of 2015. Where they are releasing keys to a mini game called Cluck Jaeger, which I guess in the Escape the Planet of the... Oh, and it's cut off right there.
Okay.
But some kind of mini game. The Planet of the Poltroid. So it plays into the plot of Space Venture, but is not required to play
the
Space Venture.
The fact that that's not out kind of surprises me, because that's a long time ago.
Yes.
Like, that's... I think I pledged for that around the same time as the Leisure Suit Larry remake.
Yep, and they were happening around the same time.
That's been out for, like, 2 years, so... Wow.
Yeah.
I hope it's not episodic.
Oh, boy. I mean, they didn't get very much. They didn't get millions of dollars like Broken Age did. They got like a third of $1 million.
Yeah. So yeah, but and I think when we talk about episodic gaming, that's another, you know, real issue. There is the, you know, if you don't have the funding for the whole thing, is it really good for you to release it on the you know, on a wing and a prayer, because you're really going to disappoint a lot of people if you can't finish it.
Is that a chicken joke?
I've got chickens on the mind now. Brought up Cluck Jaeger.
Man, that was a foul joke.
Well, join us in episode 3.
All right.
Another one. Like I didn't like episodic games that I was going to bring up in our first part was like when games like Phoenix Wright and Ghost Trick were re-released for digital formats, the Wii and the maybe not the Wii version, but the iPhone versions and stuff like that, they released the individual chapters of the games as separate files.
Okay.
Basically episodic. I mean, I don't know what our qualification of episodic is if they were all released on the same day. Netflix still calls them episodes,
right.
You know, but you know, you bought the chapters individually, despite the fact that they were all part of the same one game.
Sure.
And I always thought that if they release another Phoenix Wright, you know, that's how they might break it up.
Right.
I don't know. I just want physical carts, man.
Well, might get your chance. We'll see how the Coleco Chameleon does this month.
Oh, yeah. True.
Okay.
All right, you got anything more for this DLC?
I'm good.
Okay. All right.
So...
Well, thank you for joining us for episode 2. Join us again for episode 131.3. Nah. I think we've realized that, this series has been canceled.
Oh, no. You can listen to the Dench email, though, where you can ask us why. Why was it canceled?
Yes.
Famicom Dojo.